Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. Not
definitely
very likely
going
to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
61.
Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
It's mixed.
Just in this case, I need to define a specific answer. If you think that it's going in the right direction, you can tell me as well. Or if this is going on the wrong track.
Again, it's mixed. It's a mixed opinion.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to read you a list, and you can tell me for you what is the most important. Housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. For you, what is the most important topic or problem?
Insurance costs.
Thank you so much. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? I mean, you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably
vote Democrat.
And you will vote definitely, probably, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Most likely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. As, for example, Miguel Sullivan. For you, it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I did not hear the beginning of the question, sorry.
Sure. You will now be giving a list of some public officials.
What was the question?
Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. And we have Miguel Solomon. For you, he's very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I've never heard of him.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez.
I have not heard of him either.
Thank you. What about Francis Suarez?
I have heard of him.
And for you, it is, I mean, you have a very favorable opinion of him, or of him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. But if you have no opinion, you can...
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you. What about Joe Carrojo?
I'm not certain.
Okay, thank
you. I haven't read up enough. I know the names, the last couple names, but I've not read enough to be clear enough to give an opinion at this point.
Oh, well, maybe for some people, you may have an opinion. For example, for Donald Trump?
I have an opinion.
For you, he is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, completely.
Very, you could say that it's very unfavorable.
Yes.
Thank you so much. What about...
as far as like Suarez and Carrojo, I know their names, but I am not familiar currently with the issues. I have not gotten myself clear to be able to give an opinion. You know, I'm not clear on the details with them. My father... is very clear, and so there's things that I'm not certain in terms of the facts of those two people, Suarez and Carrojo. So I can't give an opinion. But Trump, completely against, completely unfavorable opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know if have you heard of Fabian Bassavi?
No.
Okay, thank you. What about Rosie Cordero Stocks?
I have not heard of her either.
For Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes, I've heard of him.
And do you have a very favorable opinion of her, of him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or...
Unfortunately, again, I'm not clear on the details, so I don't have an opinion. Like before voting, I would get clear on these, you know, figures.
Oh, I got it. No problem. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Yes.
And do you have an opinion for her?
I am favorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
No,
very
or somewhat favorable. I'm
very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you.
To Cava.
What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Alfonso Leon?
Not sure who that is.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins?
I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, what about Maria Elvira Salazar?
The name is familiar, but I'm not clear on the details.
Okay, thank you. What about Vicky Lopez?
Who Lopez?
Vicky Lopez.
Don't know.
Thank you. And for last, Carlos Jimenez?
Also familiar, but not clear on the details.
Okay,
familiar with the name, but not clear on the details.
Thank you so much. Well, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And let me tell you that we have completed a 60% for this survey. I thank you so much for your time. Well, it's the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. We're held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I'm not sure. I'm not clear enough on my father would be able to give you an opinion now. I need to get clear on what they're about.
Yeah,
what their fans are.
I think. But in this case, just to collect
I'm certain whoever I would vote for would be a Democrat, but I am not clear on. I'm not clear enough on their stand to say who.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to ask you a similar question on this case. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Again, I don't. Can you tell me which one is one a Democrat and one is a Republican?
I don't have that specific. I don't have that specific information. But
I can't give you an answer. I'm not okay. I'm not familiar enough with their stand.
Okay, thank you. And it's the same question, but in this case the options are Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins.
I don't know. I'm not clear on what the facts are, so I don't know.
Okay, now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm more clear on, if you were speaking to my father, he would be clear on all of these. Before voting, I definitely will be clear. And so the national people I'm clear about.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Well, but Mayor Cava, from the last several years, although some of the names I'm sure are from the last 7 years, but I'm just not clear on on the details about them currently.
I think maybe in another occasion, maybe we can reach your father. But in this case, as we have completed, almost all the survey, in this case, on 82% of this, if you can help me, or if you have, no opinion, or if you don't have too much information, that can be useful for me. If you let me, you will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And in this case, there are some statements or affirmations, and you can tell me your opinion. Eileen Higgins said she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop than an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. And, once you heard that, for you, this is much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or
that's
it makes
likely.
No difference for her. Less likely, and somewhat less, or much less likely?
I don't know. Just less likely.
Oh, well, in this case, I just have these two options. You can tell me for you, somewhat less likely,
somewhat
or
less. Somewhat less. And again, I'm not really clear on everything else he's about, so that's why I have trouble answering it.
Yeah, no, don't worry. And I thank you so much. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. And again, hearing this this statement, you can tell me if this is somewhat less likely to vote for her, or much less likely, somewhat
less
more
likely.
Likely.
That's likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you so much. And again, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. And again, the same options, somewhat less likely, much less likely, somewhat more, or much
more
likely.
Less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat less likely.
More likely to I'm more likely not to vote for her. And I don't even know if I would be voting for her.
If you are not very likely to vote for her, you can tell me the options, somewhat less likely or much less likely. Much less likely, it means that it's like the worst. I mean, is that you definitely are not going to vote for her.
I don't know. I don't know. But everything you've described, probably not. But I have not been clear about her. But everything you're saying has me be less and less likely. And I don't even know if I would have, again, because I'm not clear on her. But the things you're saying has me even less likely to vote for her.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Now, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. After this, for you, the same options, if this is somewhat less likely for you to vote for her, much less likely, somewhat more likely.
I don't want to keep going with this. I don't think I'd vote for her.
Oh, well, I got it. I just have two more statements.
Questions.
About this.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And there is just a few short questions, and that's everything. If you let me, this case, to finish this, for example, with this that I already read you, you can tell me, for you, it is somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference, or the other option, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
Everything you're saying has me be less and less likely.
Okay,
less and less likely.
I got it. What about this? While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Again, hearing that for you it is somewhat less likely to vote for her, much less likely. Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Much less, thank you. And the last for this part, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. For you, well, the same options. For you, somewhat more likely, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
I am much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you so much. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Alfonso Leon.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carrojo or Eileen Higgins?
I'm not sure about Joe Carrojo's details, so I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And the same question, but in this case, it is Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know. Even though I'm not liking what I'm hearing about her, I don't know what so I would possibly not choose either.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Okay, thank you so much. All right. Thank you. Actually, that's all for my part. I really thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Take care.